This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Norwegian Security Service, BST, has raised its terror alert to the highest level after a shooting left two people dead and many wounded during Pride Week in Oslo. A gunman opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack. Investigators said the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations in downtown Oslo. While the motive was unclear, organizers of Oslo Pride canceled a parade that was set for Saturday as the highlight of a week-long festival. One of the shootings happened outside a bar popular with the city's LGBTQ community. Vital medical supplies reached hospitals on Saturday in the remote area of Afghanistan hit by an earthquake that killed more than 1,000 people this week as the country's Taliban government appealed for more international aid. Authorities have called off the search for survivors in the mountainous southeastern region near the Pakistani border following Wednesday's 6.1 magnitude quake, which also injured about 2,000 people and damaged or destroyed 10,000 homes. Aftershocks on Friday killed at least five more people in an area some 160 kilometers or 100 miles southeast of the capital, Kabul, and medical staff said subpar healthcare facilities were hampering their efforts to help the injured. The disaster is a major test for Afghanistan's hardline Taliban rulers, who have been shunned by many foreign governments since they seized control of the country last year due to concerns about human rights. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down decades-old Roe v. Wade decision on Friday, which said women have a constitutional right to have an abortion. VOA's Laurel Bowman has our story.
In a speech just after the announcement, Democratic President Joe Biden rallied his political base and tried to ease the fears of abortion rights advocates. He also called on Congress to enact a federal law codifying a woman's right to choose an abortion.
It was three justices named by one president, Donald Trump, who were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is, how far removed they are from the majority of this country.
In the 6-3 majority opinion, conservative Justice Samuel Alito, appointed by U.S. President H.W. Bush, wrote, "The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the due process of the 14th Amendment." Abortion rights advocates see the ruling as an assault on reproductive and privacy rights. But those against abortion say it's a victory for human life. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The decision was anticipated following a leak to the media earlier this year. States will now decide whether to permit the procedure with the expectation that it could be banned in roughly half the U.S. states. Healthcare workers in Zimbabwe halted a five-day-old pay strike and returned to work on Saturday, but union workers warned they would resume the walkout if the government failed to make an improved wage offer within 2 weeks. Thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals in the southern African country are demanding a hefty raise in wages in U.S. dollars due to a slide in the local currency and brisk inflation that has eroded the value of their earnings. They went on strike on Monday after rejecting a government offer to double their local currency wages, saying the hike would not even compensate for annual inflation. Recapping our top story, the Norwegian Security Service, PST, has raised its terror alert to the highest level after a shooting left two people dead and many wounded during Pride Week in Oslo. A gunman opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.